When he became personal physician to the Caliph of Cordoba, his master persuaded him to write a series of commentaries on Aristotle. These were then translated into Latin, the international language spoken throughout intellectual Europe, which united the continent's culture in a manner that eludes us today. When Averroes's commentaries began appearing in Europe, they reawakened interest in Aristotle, whose scientific spirit was particularly attuned to the changes taking place in the medieval world. Feudalism was on the wane, and Europe was witnessing the growth of cities whose urbanized populations were developing a new attitude toward the world. Christianity had already had one encounter with Greek thought 800 years earlier. On that occasion, it had absorbed various Platonic ideas, assisted by St. Augustine. But these ideas had merely confirmed Christianity in its contempt for everyday reality. The world was but the poor stage upon which humanity underwent the drama of its spiritual struggles. True reality lay in the transcendent realm of pure ideas. All else was at best a distraction, at worst an enslavement leading to eternal damnation. This attitude was fine for a feudal, largely agrarian society, but city dwellers felt the need for a more active understanding of their surroundings in order to solve the new problems posed by urban life. The problem of drainage, for instance, was particularly pressing. The scientific approach of Aristotle appeared to fit these needs. The medieval world was stirring from its slumbers, and technological advances were appearing. The advent of the open sewer, for example. Christian theology now found itself confronted, for the first time in its history, with the problem posed by scientific explanations of the world's workings. Where purely mystical contemplation had once reigned supreme, reason now began to raise its ugly head. Faced with the almost unendurable foulness of the world, one could meditate hard on transcendent reality or go and sluice out the sewer. This change of attitude was accompanied by a transformation in other spheres. In the courts, the revival of the methods of Roman law was leading to the proper investigation of crimes, rather than attempts to discover the truth by subjecting defendants to ordeals such as the ducking stool. If they confessed, they were guilty and hanged. If they drowned when they were innocent, their souls went to heaven. For one of those rare moments of history, it looked as if an increased element of reason was about to enter human affairs. Europe was on the brink of a renaissance. The fact that it didn't take place is another story. Thomas Aquinas was to play his part in this too. By rendering Aristotle's ideas harmless to church teaching, he helped postpone the inevitable. And this was further postponed in the 14th century by the arrival of the Black Death, which left a trail of dead bodies and exhumed a trail of dead ideas throughout Europe.